On the campaign trail today, charges and countercharges about missing explosives in Iraq.
For the first time, President Bush addressed the issue himself. He told a crowd in Pennsylvania that the military is investigating the disappearance of 380 tons of explosives from an Iraqi arms depot. And he accused his Democratic rival, Senator John Kerry, of exploiting the issue.
Now the senator is making wild charges about missing explosives when his top foreign policy advisor admits, quote, "We do not know the facts." Think about that. The senator is denigrating the action of our troops and commanders in the field without knowing the facts. Unfortunately, that's part of a pattern of saying almost anything to get elected.
President Bush speaking today in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
In this part of the program, we'll hear about the Bush campaign strategy in handling this story, and we'll hear what's known and what's not about the disappearance of the explosives. First, here's NPR Scott Horsley, who's traveling with Senator Kerry.
For John Kerry, the missing explosives story offers a rare chance to put President Bush on the defensive. The story has dominated the political news this week with Kerry's encouragement. At every stop, Kerry goes out of his way to say it's not U.S. troops' fault that hundreds of tons of explosives went missing.
Our troops are doing a heroic job. The president, the commander-in-chief, is not doing his job.
It's still not clear just when the explosives disappeared, but Kerry says the Bush administration was warned by international monitors before the invasion that the weapons were there and needed safeguarding. Addressing his comments directly to President Bush, Kerry said the explosives may now be in the hands of insurgents who are attacking U.S. troops dozens of times each day.
The bottom line is your administration was warned. You were put on notice. But you didn't put these explosives on a priority list. You didn't think it was important. You didn't check for them. You didn't give the troops the instructions they needed. You didn't put enough troops on the ground to do that job. You didn't guard the ammunition dump, and now our troops are at greater risk.
The Kerry campaign sees the missing explosives as a dramatic symbol of what Kerry has long characterized as the president's mismanagement of the war. Every day this week, Kerry has added new wrinkles to the charges, and his campaign has been playing up the story in speeches, daily conference calls, and a new TV ad. After avoiding the issue on Monday and Tuesday, President Bush was forced to break his silence today and do something he doesn't ordinarily do, confront his accuser directly. After Mr. Bush spoke in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Kerry shot back from Rochester, Minnesota.
And I say this to the president, Mr. President, for the sake of our brave men and women in uniform, for the sake of those troops who are in danger, because of your wrong decisions, you owe America real answers about what happened, not just political attacks.
As the charges and countercharges fly 6 days before the election, it's clear that the Iraqi explosives, wherever they are, have become a potent political weapon in the U.S. presidential race. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Rochester, Minnesota.